Just after the pilot was released, I went on Twitter to see what the trans activists were saying about it. They would love it, right? Wouldn't they all feel the way Jenny did? That the tenderness and nuance and art made up for the original sin of having cast a cis man? The answer was no. They did not feel that way. In fact, a lot of them hated the show, and they hated me. Many tweeted they wouldn't even watch the pilot. They were full of anger. Fuck. We were writing a whole season that had Davina in it and so much other radical trans content, but they didn't know that yet. I went to visit Zachary and Reese in their office. How can it be that the continuing anger of the trans community keeps surprising me? The callouts and the blowback were waking me up to the intensity of the issues that trans people face. Besides the physical danger in the world and the bathroom bills, there were tens of thousands of discriminatory laws on the books. This was a complicated community with diminished life options and no economic justice. At the root of their anger was a 41% attempted suicide rate and a disproportionate amount of homelessness and sex work, violent crime. They struggled to get jobs, let alone jobs in Hollywood where they could make art out of their journey, as I had been lucky enough to do. I started to understand how things got so much worse when viewed through an intersectional lens. Many people of color, queer people, and trans people were dealing with multiple oppressions, as well as class, which is not only a problem of money, but also of time, which is a problem for dreaming, for art making, and for voice. This creates major issues around representation. As a cis woman, I had felt so marginalized by cis men. But I was beginning to confront my own truth, that I had been part of the problem too, by only being a mentor for mostly cis white folk. We created some guidelines to help shape the culture of the show. Inspired by Amazon's own leadership principles, we dubbed ours the Topple Principles, named after our production company, and used them as guideposts for what we hoped to be about. We came up with 7 principles. Number 1, our revolution must be intersectional. Lift up marginalized voices and use the power of storytelling to ignite an intersectional movement toward liberation. Number 2, be chill. No one is in trouble. No one throws anyone under the bus. Promote good vibes. Make grounded decisions. It's okay to move quickly, but if you're feeling under pressure, try slowing down. Number 3, gather often. Hold space for heart connection. Get in a circle and check in with one another. Honor vulnerability and connect over gratitude. Number 4, keep the mama with the baby. Respect the creator's vision, intuition, and sparking of an idea. Keep them involved as long as possible. Number 5, be brave. Ask, has it been done before? Will it change the world? Number 6, the process. Beat changes are where the plot and story meet. Learn and speak the language of how action, beats, and beat changes generate blocking in scenes and movements in story. Number 7, principles over product. We prioritize process that adheres to the above principles. We aim to foster collaboration and a spirit of generosity and abundance surrounding artistic vision. Now that we had a series order, we had jobs to fill. We decided to institute something called a transformative action program. We were going to be sure that for any opening we could find on the show, we would submit trans or gender nonconforming folk. Our goal was to hire at least one trans person within each department. We created a spreadsheet with all of the people that Reese and Zachary knew. Some had experience in Hollywood, some had adjunct careers that would help them succeed in the particular departments of television making. One by one, we went to every department head and asked them to interview particular people. We found a job for Van in set decoration. She had had experience as a buyer for resale shops. The first day of production was getting closer. Any day now, we would begin this giant experiment in inclusion, art making, and love.